Okay, we... Okay, thank you. I had a grandson of me at 7. Next Sunday, all my kids know they can't make brisin on Sunday because I have a shear. I can't go. So next Sunday is a Shana Rabba. There is no shear, so it's Hashem. We have to make a bris for an angle here in the sukkah. Baby was born last night.
What's the schedule?
Bagels at 10:15. Unless they won't fly shake, I don't know. All right, we're in the middle of learning Shechav Gimel. Shechav Gimel is about the kulais of Chalas L'Tzlaretz. We always enjoy learning a simon that's about kulais.
Last week we finished. We wanted to talk about the thing on the plate.
Information. Okay, good. I have it here. I'm going to do that. Okay. So the main kula of Chalas Chutz Laretz, which is a Gemara in Bechairis, is the Chala of Chutz Laretz is Batal Barayv. We said a Machlaikis, Rashi and Taisvis, if that means it's Batal Barayv for a Kayan teeth betuma, that a Kayan could eat it, or if even the Isser, in other words, the Isser of Tumas, Chala Tumeya is Batal Barayv, or Chala Tumeya for a Kayan. Or if the Issachala Bichlal is Batal Barayv, we said it's Machlekes Rashi and Taisus, Mechaber is Mekel, and we're not Mekel. We also learned that if the Issa gets mixed back into the Taruvis, the Taz says that, the Shulchan Aruch says, or Ramah says, you can be Matan Neder. And that's our practice. It happens sometimes in the house that a lady separates Challah, and then that dough gets mixed back into the dough of the challah that's being baked. And Ramah said that a person is allowed to be matineder and then be mafresh again. The long Taz had some very powerful kashas on this. But Lamaisa, we said, was that the Ramah carries the day. We generally follow the psak of the Ramah, which is that you could be matineder. But right, the Taz says you cannot be Matan Neder. You can only be Matan Neder if at the time you separated the challah there was a factor already existing that, had you known that factor, you would not have separated the challah. But to be Matan Neder based on something later, he held you don't. And even though I mentioned that in Hilchis Nedarim it says that B'makom Tzarech you could be Matan such a Neder, the Taz likely holds that you cannot, because b'makom mitzvah, the Gemara says a mitzvah lishoil. That we discussed all that last week. This week, before we finish the simon, we begin with a number of tshuvas of achrayim, a number of topics that the achrayim have halacha lemaisa in regard to this. I mentioned I want to talk about the bliyos of challah, but first, we're just getting back, continuing on the topic. Being Matan Neder, somebody separated challah and the challah got mixed into a mixture, and now what are you going to do? You have all your Shabbos challahs, the Yom Tov challahs, and in it there's some challah that you're not allowed to eat. So the Ramah said to be Matan Neder, and the Taz disagreed. What's interesting is the Tshuva Nechsam Sefer, he's chayshish for the Taz. He holds the Taz's kashas are good kashas. And I'll tell you in a few minutes how the Sam Sefer ends up. But first, there's a tshuva of Rabbi Yaakov Emdin. Rabbi Yaakov Emdin, I think as you all know, was a very creative person who was very quick to say new things and sometimes ignore the Shulchan Aruch in doing so. Rabbi Yaakov Emdin writes the following chiddush. It's based on Yerushalmi. Everything he says is based on something. Based on Yerushalmi. He says, listen to this. He says, when is there a shaila if you separate challah and then it gets mixed in to a food you want to eat? Challah today is, for practical purposes, treif. Once you separate challah to meya, we're not allowed to eat it. And now it falls into a mixture at asmus. Says the Rabbi Yaakov Emdin, that's all if it falls into something new. But that's not what happens. What happens in people's homes, you separate challah, where does it end up? End up right back into the dough it came from. Tosfos and Rabbi Yaakov ended. He says if it falls back into the same dough it came from, it just reverses the challah procedure, and it automatically turns everything back to teva. You follow? Just like when you separate the challah, when the challah falls back in, it's called hadra la tivlei. It sort of undoes. It's, you know, like when you click on the thing in the tap and you undo the last thing. Right? See, when your challah falls back in, you undo it. And everything's fine. You don't have to be matineder. You don't have to worry about the taz. It just goes back to being tevel. So someone wrote him a letter. This is Chelek Aleph. Someone wrote him a letter. What are you going to do with the Ramah? It's a nice shtickel Torah. You have a Ramah, a taz, a shach. No one says this. So he writes back, what are you talking about? It's the Farish and the Ramah. The Ramah says, M'chazrav in this arva bi'isa. It doesn't say, M'chazrav in this arva bi'isa sa. It doesn't say it fell back into its own dough. It says, I don't know what you do, Chazra, but Chazra Sarva Be'isa. It fell into a new dough. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden holds that in all our cases, it's not such a problem. The thing is, he's got a raya. Listen to his raya. He says his father, the Chacham Tzvi, asked the following kasha. There's a Gemara in Yuma, Pei Gimel. The Gemara talks about someone who's in Sakana and must eat. As you know, someone who's in Sakana is allowed to eat non-kosher food. There's a sugya, it says, Machilin Oisai Hakal Kal. If you have somebody who's in danger of dying, you have to feed him. So if you have a choice, let's say, to feed him something that's in Isser Lav, or something that's in Isser Karis, so we feed him in Isser Lav. It's more kuladik than in Isser Karis. We always look to feed the more kal food. So the Gemara there says, what happens if you have a choice? You can either give him truma or tevel. You have a choice. He's not a kayin. You give him truma. This is truma's misi b'day shamayim, truma lazar. Or you give him tevel. Tevel is also misi b'day shamayim. So there's a machlokes there, two tanoim, I think it is, what to give this chayla. Do you give him tevel or do you give him truma? So the Chacham Tzvi included in this exile. What? Truma. So maybe truma is better. Somebody could eat it. Maybe. What? They're both misvedesh. Neither are karis. I think they're both. What? So fix the tevel. So it's talking that he needs that whole amount. Let's say you have 1 pound of tevel. He needs that whole, he needs to eat a pound. Let's say it's 5 ounces. He needs to eat the whole 5 ounces. That's the Gemara's case. That's the Gemara's case. So Frecht Rabbi Chacham Tzvi, have an Eitzah. We're saying that it's bottle 1 in 101. Why don't you take your tevel? Truma patis be mashu. Take out a mashu, say this is truma on the tevel, and then mix it back in the taruvis, and it's bottle. Eim avat l'nissa l'chitchil is only nissa d'rabbanan, at most. So just separate a mashu, and then put it back, mix it back in, it'll be bottle on 101. And now you're allowed to eat a lechatchila. What? Trumas meiser, the math doesn't work. Trumas meiser is 100th, not 101. It just misses. No, you're wrong, because you separate first truma, and then you'll separate trumas meiser. It's going to be 101 once you mix the truma back in. Trumas meiser is 100th.
Why do you have to put it back in?
So he needs to eat all of it to save his life. So mix it all in. With the truma, presumably it'll be 101. And what? I'm talking about the Gemara. Rabbi Chacham Tzvi writes, he asked this to Gedolim, and he writes, Les Nagor u Bar Nagor de Lefrikine. There's nobody can answer this kasha. It's a great kasha. Nobody can answer it. So of course, the father writes that. The son comes along and answers it, right? So he writes, Les Nagor u Bar Nagor de Lefrikine. No one can answer this kasha. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, according to my chiddush, it's good. When it falls back into the same taruvis, it's an undo button, right? It just goes back to being tevel. The whole din of taruvis is it falls into something else, but it falls back into itself, so it's an undo. It goes back to being tevel. So that's why your eitzah is not a good eitzah. Tells us why. Well, it's a knas in the Drabanan, but in the Daraisa, you talk about kal kal. Right. So he takes from Yerushalmi. It's a beferish of Mandi Omar of Yerushalmi. But it's nowhere in the Bavli, it's nowhere in the Shulchan Aruch. That's why you need someone like Rabbi Yaakov Emden to say it. Now, what's interesting is that the Chassam Sofer, when he deals with this Shiloh, you can be Matan Neder on Truma, and the Tazis Kashis, so he says to use Rabbi Yaakov Emden as a tziruf. Could Rabbi Yaakov Emden, when it falls back in, you don't have to be Matan Neder. So he says, Chutz Lorenz, you could be Mekel, you have a tziruf, the Rabbi Yaakov Emden, together with the Sam Sofer. And it's interesting, you read the Tshuva, Shin Yotes, the reason he likes it is because it answers the Chacham Tzvi's Kasha, you could see. He writes Chacham Tzvi's Kasha, he says, no, I'm going to answer him. Yaakov Ebner has a good teretz. So he gives credence to it based on the Kasha, despite the fact that it's very difficult to learn it into the Shulchan Aruch. Now, if you look at Pesachei Tshuva Beis, this is brought B'Kitzer. Well, that's the Gemara Shaila, Tevel and Truma, which is
in the case of the Chalim.
Oh, yeah, yeah, separate again. So Pilchei Tshuva brings this down. I am Shila Siyai Vitzchei Lekalsim Kuf Lamed Hei Kad Echala Shechazul Yisa Shala Eina Betela the Hajjola Tivla. Beis, Pesachei Tshuva. The Hajjola Tivla. The Davka Benafla Lamaki Macheru the Betela. Only if it falls to a different mixture, it's Batal Ayin Sham. Betema, Sir Pesachei Tshuva writes, Lahevi Klal Divrei Arama Bekan, the Mavur that Philo Chazav in the Sarva by Sisa Mahanikov Alovatl. Pesachei Tshuva Beis is right after Pesachei Tshuva Aleph. And right before Pesachei Tshuva Gimel. Pesachei Tshuva is in the bottom right. Shinchav Gimel, I'm sorry.
Shinchav Gimel.
Yeah. 292, I apologize. He says, Shum Matsasi, B'sifra, Shilas Yalav Yai V'tzcheilek Bey, Simen Tzadik Tes, Kosav, D'lishna D'Ramah, Nami Yochi Daika, B'didaka B'lishne, Shenis Arva B'Isa, V'loi Kamer B'Isa Sa, Ayin Sham. What a diuk, what? Well, that's certain that the Ramah was dagdik and digduk. Yeah, he knew more digduk than I did. In brackets, b'sham ma'isi, ha'iras ha'gan b'kneses yecheskel, sh'ha'irak sh'chazu lo mekayimer, la'haf sh'me mokim acher, b'uzal tamo lo v'kosim. He said if it fell back in, t'i marfish somewhere else, because it's tamo lo v'kos sh'chazu lo mekayimer, k'pon b'chaz chus lo t'rabonon, yishlis mecham and yom b'yusham li resh b'agdal, d'tamay tzvir lo hodol t'ivrei, u'marfish b'nei u'bei. Umisayim b'sefer tshuva nirali lisma chazel amaisa the chalas chutzlaret kill midamai b'lisafik ayin sham akal shaynei. Then he brings the angels of sefer and she attests herich b'chol zeh umasik the psak of some sefer now kaparim im atoras and neder gam ken yishlis had to blow pickbook together with hat being matan neder it could be mekel mashenke shaloi b'mkayma shake it if the dough fell into something else. Lo isi matter al day shaila, I would be chayshish for the taz el tzaragadol. He's saying I would be chayshish for the taz, except when it falls back into the same thing and you have a tziruf of Rabbi Yaakov Emden. So it's an incredible thing that there's some sefer is chayshish for the taz, and he's samech on Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Both of them, both are chidushim. Now once I saw some sefer she a taz, I already looked at Shilchaf. They has a shaila. If you make a shliach to be mafresh challah, you make a shliach, you have a worker in the house, or someone owns a bakery, you make a worker in the bakery, to be a mafresh challah. Who is matan neder? The owner of the dough, or the shliach who separated it? So some sefer says either one could do it. The shliach could do it, or the balabas could do it. The difference is that the shliach does it. He's matin neder on the separating of the challah. Probably not. He did have Hafreshes Challah. Should be told him that he declared the yeshiva shaklaren how shlichus works. You know, the yeshiva shaklaren shlichus is the ma'isa of its yaderech. That's what he's asking. It probably depends how you learn shlichus. In the yeshiva world is a klar how shlichus works. If I make your shliach to do something, are you like my long arm? And that I did it, in which case you're right, you can't be matan without me. Well, no, you do it, it's just the chiddush, the chalois is chal on me. But you're the one who does it. It's a known clair in the yeshiva world, how shlichus works. But getting back to the samsef, again, it's tabit. Or the samsef says, the balabos, if he's matan there, he has to be matan there on the minor shlichus. Could be matir the shlichus appointment, the fact that he appointed him as a shliach, he matir neder that. That's what he says. Now it's an afkamina because sometimes it's hard to get the person into the bezdin. Usually a woman doesn't appear in shul that often. Sometimes it's hard to get. So let's say you're in your house and you have a wife. We went you once. A husband can be matir neder for a wife, but otherwise shlichus doesn't help hataras nedar. Let's say you have a daughter, an Ova Vas Mitzvah daughter. She separated the challah. So now you need a Taras Nadarim. She's going to have to come to shul. It's a pain. You're in shul anyway. Since it's your dough, and your daughter is really your shliach to separate the challah, so it would be enough for you to come and be Matan Eder. Some Sefer says you could be Matan Eder. Now, the Shoyl said, let's think about this. The Shoyl said, if the one who made the shliach is matan neder, the bracha is the bracha of atala. Because then the hafroshes challah was never challah. If the one who separated the challah is matan neder, we also asked why it's not a bracha of atala. But at least she separated the challah. Now she's matan neder. If you're mevatel the minu shlichus lachar, it's worse. So sefer writes is no difference. Sefer writes is no difference, because when you make a bracha, Hashem says one of the hafresh challah, is subject to all the dinei challah. Part of the dinei challah is that a taras nedarim works. Part of the dinei challah is that you can be mevatel minu shlichus. So he says there's no issue of bracha levatala, and he says either one can be mafresh. So this is a very practical idea that when the hafresha and it fell back in certain cases, it's just much easier. If you know that the one who made the shliach could be matan eder. Yes, but at the time he separated, it was the spune. Later it got mixed in. Even at the time he separated, the separation was done badly, you'd be right. But at the time he separated, it was a good separation. It was the spune. Later it fell back in. He said, that's not the spune, blah, blah, blah. So it's interesting. Minu shlichus, it is a rule of asi dibur mevatel dibur. It works because asi dibur mevatel dibur, and that's why it could be mevatel of minu shlichus. There's the fact that you mevatel chetchil is taka chiddush, but taka chiddush. Yeah, the Gemara Gittin is only before.
Right, so, but this case would be afterwards.
In this case, it is afterwards. Some sefer says it works. So you're right. The Gemara Gittin, you're right. I don't know the answer to that.
If I say I want to buy this item, then I change my mind.
So
I need
a Taras Nedarim? You don't need a Taras Nedarim. Why is that?
If I buy it, and
then I change
my mind.
The Gemara says, also, deep and vatal deep. If you make a shliach, you can vatal shliach prepared. But it's taka true. Here it's going to be lamafreya, which is not the way it normally works by shlichus. So I don't know. I would have to look again into some cipher and see his line of reasoning. So I'm not sure.
This is lamafreya mekayel ha'avodah.
Yeah, that's by nedarim. Yeah. When the Gemara said that was Rav Shmuel Shkop's chiddush, it's lamafreya mekayel ha'avodah. But it wouldn't be a difference though in the two mevatel. Okay, so this is Like I told you, do tshuva sachreinim, so we have the Yavitz and the Tuchsam Seifers. All right, I want to move to the tshuva and the Meshav Davar. We spoke about Blias. Okay, separate challah. It's like anything else that's treif. If it's Beleia into a keli, it asers. Shulchan Aruch doesn't repeat it in Hilchas Chelev, the Ablias, in Hilchas Dagim Temeyim, the Ablias. It's not repeated constantly. Shulchan Aruch always assumes you know treifa things, asa the Ablia. In Hilchas Challah, the Shachetz of Katan Dalid mentions this. I pointed it out last week. He says you have to be careful in a taruvis when a kayin tamei is allowed to eat challah tamei. In such a case, he said tzarich lizah lo yechlem bekayra b'marak reseach. Don't put it in tat soup. It shouldn't ask in a soup. It shouldn't ask in a kalim. So because of whatever he's saying, he mentions it. But the fact that blias aser is l'chayra dava pasha. Now this is going to have some ramifications shortly in the Shulchan Aruch Hashach itself. But first, I want to read to you a tshuva in the Meshav Davar. It's a short tshuva, Chelik Beis Tshuva Samachei, written to Talmidi Hayakar, to a Talmud, Psachya Horenblas, Rav in Warsaw. And now, this is a Davar Pashit that he assumes, everyone assumes, that if you have challah or tevel and you put it on the rack in the oven without aluminum foil, you just put a piece of challah on the rack, then it's going to answer the rack. Or you put dough that's tevel, and somebody's not from, makes a dough, puts it on the rack becomes treif, eats the challah, never separates. Then it's treif, like any other type of treif, this it answers kale. So we're going to discuss that in the very short, hopefully today. The Shulchan Aruch, because we're going to say that you could separate later, the question is why. We'll get
the next time he turns on the oven, it passes.
What?
The next time he turns on the oven, it passes.
Why?
Whatever went in, comes out.
The kasher has to be hot enough. You can't put it at 300 degrees. So that doesn't come, he has to burn it out. Hagolo, whatever goes in, comes out, but high heat has to burn it out. This idea, Kabbalah Kapolte, doesn't apply to me. Okay. He says he has a problem as follows. They had communal ovens. Today, everybody has his own oven. They used to have communal ovens, and everyone came and baked in an oven. So he writes, Masha Haminig, Sha'ifa Chala Besa Oife, Kama Balabatim Vitanarecha. The custom in Warsaw apparently was not everyone had an oven, so they had everyone into the bakery and they rented the oven. And what? You remember they did that in Yerushalayim? You're showing your age. They didn't have ovens in the house, and this is before Edison, before Thomas Alva Edison. Okay, the yesh. He says there's a problem. Yesh anoitim challah biisa kedin. Some take proper challah. The Yesha Ma'achrin at Acharafia. We'll talk about Acharafia in a minute. Imkein Harayatana Bileya Mitevel, Umavlia Beisa Shekfar Niskana. Assuming that there's dough there that's Tevel, and then there's the challah which you already separated, challah. They're there together. So the oven is Bileya from the Tevel, and it's Mavlia into the other challah. The gam karav shenagin isay zevazen. The doughs touch each other. You move it in, you move it out. The doughs touch each other. Vein loymer de mahani mashakach mafrishin challah mina offway. V'yisukan gam habalua. We're gonna have to talk about this soon. Maybe later, when you separate challah on the tevel, it should help for the blias too. He says no. Ei mafrishim minachiyav al aptur. The minatayra minachiyav the minatayra beruba bottle. He says, Min HaTorah, Abliya is Batal Barayv. It's only Midrabani in Yikuf Aleph. It says, Min Bibina. It says, Min HaTorah, Abliya, I have a dough and I already separated Chala. So that's Potter from Chala. You have a dough, you didn't separate Chala. Your Abliya goes into mine. You can't separate from yours on mine. Because the Abliyas that went into mine were already Batal. So, Eimah Frishin, Min HaChiyav Al Aptor. So Mimela, when you're going to separate from your challah after you bake it, It's not going to help what's below in mine. Mine is already on a teretical level. It's bottle already. So we have problems. Good, 1 second. I'm reading it in its if. So Ani Omer, so he answers. It's his teretz. Do you have questions on this? That's why I'm reading it. He says, Ani Omer, Nitziv says a chiddush. Dafka Torah min achiyev ala potor levadoi, ein truma se truma. When do we say it's not truma or chala? If you separate from chiyev only on potor. Mashenke ka, mafrish min achiyev ala atzmai. Dain o alikar he isa. Is there a chiyev on chiyev? V'eilo koi afrosh ala balua damkei. And now it's going to be Kailo the Balua too. So there's no rule. The rule, Eim Afrishim and Achiyev Aptor, is only that you don't separate from something that's Chayiv in Truma, that's part of from separating. You're separating in itself and you're being Kailo something else, it works. I have no problem with the Truva. The answer is a Geshmaki answer, and there's no question it's true. Now I'm reading it to you for two reasons. First of all, he takes on for a Pashtus, and it is Pashtus, but it's Pashtus. That if you want to have a dough that's tevel, then nobody separates challah from. Like someone's not religious and doesn't separate, or someone never heard of separating challah, doesn't believe in it, then the kelim are aser, that he has no shailah. Kelim are aser, the oven is aser, it's all aser. Not only the challah if you put it back, but even the tevel, that it asers. So that's a problem. You go to a Jewish owned bakery, and they don't separate challah if it's not a firm bakery. Even you can find out the ingredients are good, and you'll separate the challah. But the blias and the keli should still answer on the stuff that they don't separate. Seems to be an issue. In lumdis, what? So you can separate challah later, but the blias from the other stuff that wasn't separated, how are you going to do that? Now. He's on the ball. He's saying is, if I have blias of other, I'm separating now. So I'll tell you what the issue is. Hopefully we'll see Shavav. Shavav says that if you have a dough, you don't separate challah. And it's all eaten up. It's all gone. It's not shayach anymore to separate challah. So how can I separate challah on it? If it's gone, say separate on the blias only? Maybe. I don't know. I don't think so. But you have das to do it b'meila. What's the problem? What? So that's good. What's wrong with that? Now, chiva aptor is even no good b'di'evet. It's totally no good. Chiva aptor. No, I know I'm doing that too. I'm allowed. Once chiva l'chiv, so I separate the p'toros. That's what he said. But there's no shear for chalas, so it doesn't matter. So you take the minimal, whatever you take.
So that means every day, after they bake the cakes, it's all tevel. Every day is straight until he takes the tumor or matzah.
Right. Yeah, unless they take it early. In most places, they take it when it's done.
You
mean a sponge cake? I love a kokosh cake or cookies. You could. Okay. Now the thing is, there is a technical problem with this tshuva. When I learned this tshuva, I emailed a copy to my son. I told him he asked me a kasha on this. Which of course he did, but there's a problem in the original kasha. Why did he ask him? He said, "I have a problem. It's menachiyav al aptor. Why? Because I do things right. I separate it when it's dough. I put it in the oven. Now it's belay ablias. When he separates, it's menachiyav on the ptor. Why is it ptor? Because blias abatul b'raiv min hatayra my chal is mutter." The Rabbanan said you need 101, so now I have a problem. So it's very hard to understand the Nitziv's issue. On a Deraisa Dika level, I don't need Hafrasha, because my Chal is Mut. On a Rabbanan Dika level, it's Menachiyav al Achiyav, because the Rabbanan said it's no good. It's the Rabbanan Dika Chiyav Chala. The whole in Lomdis, the question is not understandable, because and a deraisa dika level is ptor, but a drabbanadika level it's not. The afrosh is menachiv and achiv on a drabon and dikka level, and the rest of the level it doesn't need. It doesn't. You started asking Rav Yaakov. Yeah, I meant additional drabonim. The whole house, Eretz Yisrael today is a drabonim. It's not Rav Yisrael. And Chutzlar is a double drabonim. And Bittul Barayv is a third drabonim. But the drabonim were machman, all three drabonim.
So how do you make matzah?
Yeah, well, I mean, you're right. It makes the kashi even stronger. The whole thing is just those two drabonim, the three drabonim.
How do you make matzah?
The matzah is later. The matzah, the way we're mafresh, we bake matzah, we make a dough less than the shear. At the time you bake it, it's not chayv and challah. Pesach matzahs, hand matzahs. The mishim matzah are made differently. They separate right away. But in the hand matzahs, they make each ma'ira less than the shear challah.
They will show 2.5 pounds, right?
Whatever the shear is.
So it would be more than takav shaila from the beliefs.
They would have to separate. Then they would separate. They would separate. It would turn to, it would turn to chametz. They don't want to have chametz in the place. Okay. So, these are the three tshuvas. Now, I'd like to learn shachay and vav, but it would be better to first finish the Shulchan Aruch and then go back to shachay and vav, and we'll see what there is. So we're on page Kuf Mem Zayin in the Shulchan Aruch. Again, this simin are the kulas of Chutz Laretz. That's what this kulas simin is about. So it continues. Okay, Pesh Kuf Mem Zayin. Mutter levatla b'raiv. Vaichla b'mei tumasai. You're allowed to be mevatla b'raiv, and you eat it even when you're tamei. And as the shach brings, this is an issue which there's no dispute. There's a machlekes in the Gemara. If challah is batel b'raiv to for the isra of truma t'meya, or for the whole isra challah is batel b'raiv, everyone agrees at the very least that it's batel b'raiv b'mei tumasai. You're allowed to give it to a kain am haaretz. The aim ba mishum kain am asiyeh b'mat noisav. Okay, here you have to know something. It's not so they gaya to us, but you're not allowed in truma to tell a kayin, you want my truma? I give a kayin to whoever I want. If you help me work at my farm, I'll give you my truma. That's called kayin amisayeh, yeah? And the Rabbanan Asid pulling such stick. But he says, Bechalas chutzlar, that's aimba mishum kayin amisayeh, but naisav shuasar. Now, what is the gay is the next. Imrotza lechol tchila. Va'acha kach yafresh chala. Let's say you want to eat it first and separate chala next. Why would you want to do that? Shabbos is where it comes up. You have challah on Shabbos, you didn't separate challahs. In Eretz Yisrael, there's no eitzah. In Eretz Yisrael, where truma is ikrei d'oraisa, then you have to separate before you eat it. There's no eitzah. In Chutz La'aretz, there's a kula. In Ratzal, Mezikim Misakin. Mezikim Misakin. In Cheskin Ruches, why is it Misakin Mamish? Taking tevel and making mutter. So Mechschinach has his rule that Misakin is only a physical tikkun, not a mitzvah dikkun tikkun. A mitzvah dikkun tikkun, that's not lamites malachas. That's easy. Simrot alechol tchila. V'akach yafresh chala. You want to eat it first, separate chala. B'chutz la'aretz mutter. V'nei she'ein ikra ella b'divrayim. The whole thing is a drabanan. V'tzarech l'shayer, the Rama says, ma'at yaisa mishyechala, she'mafresh, k'dei she'ei shirayim v'shasr mafresh. If you're doing this, you have to leave over a piece. But if you ate the whole thing, you have one piece. You can't say, this piece is challah. Challah has to be separated from something. So you break off a piece of that, and you separate it after. Okay? Now we'll finish. There's still one more kula. We'll get to that separately. Now, here, there's an issue. After you bake it, you're allowed to separate. Let's think it through. I baked challah and I didn't separate challah. Now I'm going to separate challah, so I'm going to eat it first. I'm going to separate challah. I'll separate challah and eat it after, but I'm allowed to separate challah after it's baked. L'chaira, when it was baking, it was tevel. And we just said that if I have two challahs, the tevel asks the non-tevel. See, here also, I have my challahs, a tevel. Now, later I'm going to separate challah. But the whole thing is full of blias, of Iser. And it should be that it asks, whatever I separate, even if it's Chalam Afreya, maybe it is, then it should still, even if it's Chalam Afreya, so the part that's Chalam, at the time I baked it, now should answer the parts that are not Chalam. Parts that are not Chalam.
Doesn't become Chalam when you separate it? It becomes Truma
when
you
separate it. Well, the way the Rishayim express it is that it's Chalam Afreya. And since it's Chalam Afreya, that's why this Kasha comes up. Now this Kasha, we're going to learn Shachay. What?
Going back into itself. So it's the same for the same Chalam itself. So it's like,
the Nitziv, that what?
That it's going back into the
Tevel. Oh, Rabbi Yaakov Emden. So turn back into Tevel. That's no good.
It's going back into itself, right?
Yeah, it's funny. It already went in before. It's not going in now. The whole. So there's a Chumas Mariv that the Darkei Moshe brings, who says if you ever separate later, separate Chala less than 1%. Less than Echa B'Kof Aleph. Why? So that the Bliya that went in should be bottled. If you separate later, after it's baked, always separate a small enough amount that the Bliya would be bottled. What's the problem with that?
Is it called a separation?
It's called a separation, it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Small enough. It should be less than 101. It should be less than, because they take a small piece of challah, so even if all the bliya went into the challah, it's bottled. What? No, but it's bottled, but tarum is echa b'kofal. We're afraid that bliyas of the challah in the bread, so the bliyas challah in the bread has to be bottled in the bread. Right. You're making that it never asks it. Let's load it inside and we'll see it. Turn back to Shachay. That's back page 292. I'm sorry, all this Mesirus Nefesh for your learning. Turn this way, that way. All right, it's good at 50 Yom Kippur. Let's learn it inside. Let's learn it inside. Okay? And Chazav in this Arva. Now this Chumas Ma'ariv is discussed by the Shach here. And by the Taz and Shechav Dalid, it's widely discussed. And let's know what he says. Lachi noka lishna dimchozov in isarva lafuke im loy hifrish chala klal. Okay, Shachay, page 292. Im loy hifrish chala klal. Da'oz afilu mein kofalaf biisa muta b'cholinyan. He says, if you didn't separate chala, you separate it later. It's muta b'cholinyan. Kedol, come on. We're going to have at the end of the sif. Yet you can eat and be mafrish later. Listen to the Mariv. Kasa Mariv, b'tshuva. Simim emches. Al isa shenizbashla v'loy nitl mimena chala. It was a cooked dough. I guess they made spaghetti out of it. Now, if you make a dough in order to cook, you have to separate chala. If you make a dough to bake it, later decide to cook it, then you have to separate chala. So he had a dough that was chayim and challah, and they cooked it. They made pasta out of it. V'loin etl menachal, yeshlita ladayin. You still could take. V'yitol maat. You should take so little. She b'shara yisa kuf aleph neged achalah. That everything else should be 101 neged achalah. V'loyeh nesar yisa menachalah atan l'shaynai. So he holds that the challah is challah mafreya. And it turns out when you are cooking it, the challah shabai asks everything else. So the Mariv says that you must separate less than 101 of it. Akan l'shayna. That's a shita. Now, before the Shach is going to argue, before we go any weiter, there's an issue here. It's very important halacha l'maaser. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says the Rabbi Akiva Eiger is the last two lines of the Rabbi Akiva Eiger on the same page. Pas ein sarach kofalof. Dotzli ein ayisa rakadei netila. The Mariv's tshuva was someone who cooked challah. If you bake it, Challah is a davar, is not a davar shamein. We said it's, we, even though we're not pekin, what's shamein, what's fatty and what's not. Flour and water is definitely not fatty. It says in the Ramah, back in Hilchas Taruvis. And therefore, it doesn't go in the whole bread. It only goes kedei netila. And came back from Arim, starach. Now look at the words. Starach l'shayer, b'kedei shiyehei kishior. That second one is a misprint. It says kishior, leftovers. The second one should be kishior with an ayin. Kishior froshachala, by kedei netila. He's saying is this. If you paskin like the Mariv, I have to tell you, even though the Shach argues, the Taznar HaShulchan paskin like him. Comes out of Chumrah we never heard of. He says, if you have challahs, and you bake, you didn't separate challah. So now you're going to separate challah, you break off a piece and say, zeh challah. You have to cut off an additional kedei netila of the challah, because that challah now gave bleis kedei netila in the rest of the bread. So if you separate challah afterwards, you have to separate kedei netila as a thumb width of the bread after it. Rabbi Kiva Eger says.
You made the
challah later. But those challahs now gave bleis into everything else. So the Mariv holds the challah mafreya. Since he holds the challah mafreya, so therefore it asks lamafreya. Now back to the Shach. The Shach says v'tzorichi and if that comes shainai. The Shulchan Aruch said in Chutz Laaretz you can eat and then separate. Lama chiyin ben hoy kofal pavas neged achala. Oyloi nira hoyl b'chalas Chutz Laaretz ein ilmid rabbanon. Loi machmirinin shetiyosel mafreya, which everyone's going to ask. El dav kan alaba. Says who says it goes to mafreya? Chalas Chutz Laaretz it doesn't ask to mafreya. El makan alaba am nisarvos. That's the shat shita. That's not the mafreya. But the Mariv, and as I said, the Taznar HaShulchan paskin this way. They hold that it does aser lemafreya, and therefore, according to them, you should have to separate a kedei netila after you separate the challah. What?
What's the netila
bulk? Because it's nicker. It's I mean, if they atzmai, every tzli is that way. Even by davar shamein and there's shishim, you have to still separate kedei netila by tzli or by afia. You always have to separate. So this is his kasha. It's a very stark kasha. What? You can separate whatever you want. But once you break off the challah, now retroactively, that piece was challah when it was baking in the oven. So that went kedei netila into the bread next to it. And what about the rack? The rack should have the same problem, according to this. Okay, if you can identify it, the Taz says back in Sadik Aleph, I think that Nevet Hanatila is Mutter. It says Nevet Aklipa. Those if you somewhere in the rack, you can't tell where the Nevad is Mutter. But anyway, getting back here. Okay, it's an Eitzah. It's a good Eitzah. The Chochmas Sodom, I told you, has a separate sefer on Shari. It's called Chochmas on Shari Tzedek. On Mitzvah Eretz Yisrael, he has Mitzvah Chala. He has a Gevaldige Pshara between the Shitas. It's Meduyik in the Ma'ariv, and it's Mestava Tuva. He says the following. Chochmas Adam says that it says in the Torah to separate Chala, Mereshis Arisoy Seichem, from dough. That's what it says in the Chumash. Then it says, Melechem Ha'aretz. The Torah also says to separate from lechem. Obviously, you don't separate twice. So the Chochmas Adam says in the Shari Tzedek in Perek Yudalid or Zayin that challah is chal either dough or bread, either baked or dough. Either way, you separate chal. If you separate challah lechem haaretz, it's not challah mafreya. Nobody holds challah mafreya. It's a king of makra. The Torah says, "May Rishus Harisa Sechem." It says, "May Lechem Aretz." The Mariv was only talking. The Marival was only talking when it was cooked. When you took that dough and cooked it, so now when you separate dough, it has to be Chalam Afreya, because it was never May Lechem Aretz. It was never Lechem. Spaghetti, if you eat tons of spaghetti, you never bench. It's not lechem. It's never, kviyasud doesn't apply. It was never lechem. So it's only be'ari say sechem, so it's chalam afrei. But the Marival never said it about baked things. He never said on baked things that's chalam afrei. That's why it says in the Shulchan Aruch that you could separate it when it's dough, or you could separate it after it's baked. You have a choice. So he makes a pshara. He says, the Marival is right if you cook it, which barely ever happens. If you make a dough to cook it, it's patur chala anyway. So you made a dough to bake it, then you had some leftover dough, so you made crap loaf, you made something. Then it's chayim chala, but it's chayim altisa. So there it's chala mafreya. But that's when you cook it. There's no din of kedei netila. That's why he didn't mention kedei netila. The Shach doesn't mention, Taz doesn't mention kedei netila. So when you bake it, it's not chala mafreya. So this is the psak of the Chochmas Sadam. Of course, we mitzaref with it the shita of the Shach, who argues. And that's probably the reason for Minig Oilam. We never heard of separating Kedei Netila. Because even though the Taz Merach HaShulchan Amachmir, the Shach and Chochmas Sadam Amekel, and usually the Chochmas Sadam, you know, we learned Yeridei, I learned from Rav Palm, the Chochmas Sadam is the Pesach Achron. And when he's Mekel, he's for sure the Pesach Achron. Because he's much more Machmir than the Arach HaShulchan. Right, so that's what comes out good. According to Chachmas Adam, you never have a problem. Because on baked things, and that's the Lashon Shulchan Aruch, or Eichel Vakach Mafrish. And you can bake it and then be Mafrish it. So, it's not, because if you're allowed to separate it out Lechem, there's no problem separating it out Lechem. You separate out Lechem, it's also a keel.
When you cook Tevel in your oven, your whole oven is now
Tevel.
It's full of Tevel.
That's what you're saying. You're Mafrish on the Blias also. If that fresh is on the Blias, then it works. Alright, so let's talk about this. There's a Chazonish. Okay, I don't want to get into it, but it's very geschmack, but it's a little complicated. There's a Chazonish. The Chazonish is Kuf Tzadik Vav. Zion, I think it was. Kuf Tzadik Vav Ayis Yudalid. In Yerdeya. He says, what's going on with this Mariv? What's going on with the Shach and Taz? When you're mafrish on the blias too. What's the problem? I'm being mafrish. So I'm being mafrish on this. I'm mafrish on the blias. No? That's what everybody is asking. So he says, Akasha. He says, Sarachian. It's funny, he doesn't just say, mafrish on the blias, I pass it, it's good. He doesn't want to argue with everybody. But he says, I don't understand. Why did I make me a tumble? The afrasha should be chal on the blias too. Sorry, it's true. So, what's the difference if it works on blias? You work on all blias. Why not? Why not? It's mechiyav alechiyav. Maybe it's someone's on blua too. So I'll tell you what I my contribution to this, to the Chazonish, is a stipler, right? Stipler is brother-in-law. I want to tell you a stipler, which I happen to remember from Beya, because it's so geschmack. It's not the same thing. There's a case in Beya, Daflamid Zayin, very geschmacky case. No, it's two cases. I'm just saying the easier case. Shutfim by an animal. Erev Yomtiv. Oh, today. Two shutfim go and they buy a goat. Erev Yomtiv. And on Yomtiv, they shecht it and divide the meat. You'll have shecht on Yomtiv. You want fresh meat tomorrow. In the morning, you go to the sheichet, he shechts it, and they salt it, and they're going to eat meat. The thing is, these two fellas have two different chumim. In Brooklyn, it doesn't happen. But one of them, you know, one of them is in Swan Lake, one of them is in Liberty. They're walking distance, but they have two chumim. One's allowed to walk this way, and one's allowed to walk that way. Now, if they own something b'shutfis, it can only go where they could both go. They both go. So the Gemara is done. Let's say they shecht it on Yomtiv. So I take my steak, you take your steak. We say, yesh breira. It's chalam afreya from the beginning of... It shouldn't be a tchumim problem, because it's chalam afreya. Yesh breira means if we split shutfis, it's chalam afreya from when we decided that we're going to end up splitting it. So the Gemara says, yesh breira, let's say we would buy a gigantic cake. We'll split it on Yom Tif. Yom, you cut it in half, you take half, I take half. Halacha l'maisa, your half goes your tchum, my half goes my tchum. Because by drabanan, by tchum and drabanan, we pass in yesh breira. What about by meat? What about by meat? We divide it up. It should be chal on the meat too. So the Gemara says, no. You know why? Because taka, it's chal lemafreya. I took, let's say, the steaks on the left, you took the steaks on the right. It's chal lemafreya that when Yontif began, the steaks on the left belonged to me, the steaks on the right belonged to you. But it was a live animal. Yanki mahadadi. The Gemara says there's blood, body fluids, they go from my half to your half. So lemafreya, the left side, was mine when Yomtif began. Right side was yours when Yomtif began. But the bleas exchange. So your piece of meat has some of my bleas, some of my yanika, and my piece of meat has some of your yanika. So the Gemara says, you can only go to Tchum of both, you're stuck. A piece of cake, there's no yanika, right? You cut it in half, you get your, if I got a piece of meat from a living animal. Right, Tchum and Ischal from Bein HaShemashes. Yanika me'adon. That's Gemara. Frek the Stipler, same kasha as Einishi asks in Asug, yeah, listen to Stipler. He says, what's the issue? Let's say we divided 10 a.m. Yom Tov morning. At 10 a.m. Yom Tov morning, that blood that's in my piece is lemafreya mine, even if it was in your half when Yom Tov began. Right, we're saying whatever I get is chal lemafreya, whatever you get. So say it on the blias too, on the yanika too. Say the body fluids and the blood that was in your half and traveled to mine, it's uvro lemafreya, that the stuff in your, the blood that was in your half was mine from Bein HaShemashes. The stuff that was in my half was yours. Yechabe, it's a gvaldi akasha. Do it all the yanika me'adadi. Say it's chal lemafreya. Gvaldi akasha. I'm not talking about the rest of the goat. I'm talking about the, I got a steak and you got a steak. My steak has body fluids that came from your hair for the goat. So I'm not allowed to go to my tchum because it's yours. Frick the stipler, say on that also, Havra Lamafreya. So the stipler answers, Shmamina, Klal and Breira. You can only say Breira, that something is Havra Lamafreya, it's retroactive, if it was possible to cut it up that way yesterday. If yesterday we could have divided, we couldn't divide it that way when you have to start it. I can't, when you have to start, divide it, I get my meat and this liquid which is in your meat is not shayach. Hover is only the shayach to do it lemafreya. Some sefer says that's Rashi Shita. Rashi Shita and Breira is that Breira works as if I was forced to decide yesterday, I would have decided this. So, let me just finish. So he says, you can't do lemafreya on something that's not separatable physically. You can't do such a thing. That's the stipulous cloud. How could you physically separate it? But if I would have shechted it yesterday, then I wouldn't have gotten the body fluids that transferred from yours to mine in the last 12 hours. I only got them because I shouted it today, so now they're here. That's the style. It's a very geschmack of style. You see why I can remember it when I learned Veya. Now, so I was thinking, this is so similar to the Chazanish. Am I right? Think with me, maybe I'm wrong. I was thinking, Mamashay the Chazanish. What are we saying? The Mariv, the Shach, the Taz, the Kideg, the Otomli. Now when I separate Chala today, the Mariv holds as Chala Mafreya. Shacharis. Mariv says Chala Mafreya. So we're saying that the Chala Mechalois Mafreya should work on the Blias that exchanged. In other words, when I'm separating Chala today, I should be separating on the Blias that are in yours also, or the Blias that are in the Kalim also. It's not exactly the same. It's similar, no? Is it the same? What I'm saying now is, what? See here, it's chal lemafreya. Right now, I have blias, the blias exchanged. Since the time that it was made into an isa, the blias exchanged. It's chal lemafreya b'shas hafrasha. So you want to say, b'shas hafrasha, any blias that were osed to go into the other half, is also separate. Any of blias that were going to come from the other half into this is not. You can't do things lemafreya. If it's chal lemafreya b'shas isa, you can't do lemafreya on things that you can't do on blias that are osed to travel from one to the other. Even though those blias are then there.
If
it's slightly different.
You are taking out the other guy's pig for challah. You're not taking.
Look, I leave you what to talk about in the sukkah. This is it's very mishmaki in you. The chazish is a kasha. To my mind, it's similar to the stipler. It could be.
But
the klal is I wrote it and the editor took it out. That's the rule. The editor told me write more and take out whatever. It's easier for him to take out than put in. But in general, the art scroll over the time put in less mefarshim. Rav Shach held that if you're making a Gemara, you could do Rashi. But everything else, how do you know your pshat is pshat? People think that's pshat. It says an art scroll, you know, it's a famous thing. It says an art scroll, the Farish, you know. You can't pass him from it. Because Anish's kasha is what's the Mariv's problem? When separate challah later, that it turns out. So his problem is this. I cook dough in a pot. Now I'm separating challah, comes out part of that dough was challah. That dough gave blias into the pot. That dough is challah, which gave blias into the pot. Now it's aser. Now it's aser. That's the marriage. Chazanish says that those blias, I mean, Chazanish says if it's tevel. I'm saying challah. I'm saying challah, mafreya. So those blias are blias of challah. Chazanish is saying that when I'm separating later, I should be separating on those blias. So what's he saying? I'm not sure. I have to look how he phrases it. You're right. The way I'm understanding it, he's saying is that now I'm separating challah, but the blias that went in. The Mariv is saying the blias that went in are blias of Chala Mafreya. So the Chazainish is saying, no. The blias that went in Mafreya, those are the Mesukin part and not Chala part. Whatever I actually took is Chala. And whatever blias went in, who says the Chala? When I'm separating now, I'm separating this. And whatever blias went in, that's not Chala. I'm only separating this, and I'm misakin. Those blias that went in are tevel, and the tikkun should work. That's what everybody's saying. But if it's challah mafreya, so his lamdis is like the stiflus havamina. When I'm separating the challah, any blia in this piece of challah that's osir to go into the pot, I'm not separating on breira. I say breira. And when I'm separating the challah, whatever blias are osir to go into this pot, that's not challah. That's mesukin by the challah. So what I'm saying is, the stipler says you can't do that. You can't separate challah on the lamafreya on blias that are usher to go out of the challah, because you can't do it then. What? The blias came from the dough, and I want to exclude that from giving it a shame challah. Now I'm giving it a shame challah.
Let's say you separated. You had a bunch of challahs. You took off one piece afterwards, and you two challahs. The second challah.
Right.
So imagine
it's
the same challah, you think it's clear.
Right.
It's the same thing, another challah or the blias in the pot.
And therefore.
So then when you take off the challah, the whole thing is.
The whole thing is mesukin, lamafreya. So Mariv is saying to do a lamafreya, it means that yesterday, at whatever time I was cooking it, we have to say this piece was challah, and the piece that I hear that are usher to go out as blias is not challah. It's mesukin, it's not challah. It's tevel, that's mesukin now. So that's Chazanish says, why don't you say that? So I'm telling you, the stipler says you can't do such a lamafreya. So you're doing lamafreya that when I'm serving the chal, it should be chal then. The chalois then is only. Had I done it then, I couldn't do it. I couldn't pull out the dough and exclude the blias. I would have prevented the blias from going, but I couldn't have excluded these blias. I understand, but there's the tevel that's mesukin, and there's the challah that's challah. You couldn't separate it. Now we have a lot to argue about. We still have a little bit of Shechav Gimel left. Shalom and Amukif, I guess. It's a Siman HaKulis, so we'll learn it 3 weeks instead of two. Next week, as I said, I hope, Mitzvah Hashem, the baby was just born last night, we hope to make a bris by Shana Rabba about 10:15 in the Sukkah, after the 8:15 Minyan. And the second Sunday... is already, it's after another shir. Wow. It's the second Sunday from today, which is very far away in the Hergish. When Yitzhak Shem will continue. A good yaftar to all. Thank you for coming today. Thank you, wife.
My wife said, he's not going to have shir today. My wife's not going to let him out today.